You're not alone, you're not crazy, and you're right to not be satisfied. Because you are infinite brilliance, and it's time to start shining. Welcome to the Lights Like Us podcast. Lights Like Us Together. Guess who's back? It is Lights Like Us, baby. This is Ryan.
This is Heidi.
And we are back after 4 freaking years, which is so hard to believe. It's bonkers. But here we are, and a lot has happened. And we have so much to catch up on, but we figured for this first episode back, rather than going through where we've been and what we've done in the last 4 years, we'd tell you why. Sneak peek, we're in Seattle now, and we're in our 34th floor apartment. And why the hell did we go get the microphones and podcast equipment out and say we have something to say again? Which we figured would be important to kick it off with this new era, to use Taylor Swift terms, of Lights
yes.
Like Us.
Taylor Swift.
We do love her. Okay, wait. We can't get into Taylor Swift early.
No. Okay. Stay on track, right?
We're going to stay on track. But if you don't love Taylor Swift, watch her documentary. Just watch it. You don't have to love her music, but you have to be impressed by her. She's amazing. Okay. Why are we doing this? So, yeah, a lot to catch up on. First, I became a certified life coach in 2024, so it's almost 2 years ago, and I've been coaching a lot of clients who are mostly like me, which makes sense, who have grown up in a religion, have left that religion, and are trying to find kind of the kernels of gold or the nuggets of gold in that religion, namely the spirituality, enlightenment, waking up, whatever you want to call it, without bringing along any of the shit and also not being just burdened by all the shit from that religion. So that's been a lot of coaching. During that coaching, I went back to Insipid, which is a fiction book I wrote, I don't even know, 5 years ago, about a pastor who meets a demon, and it's really fun. And it had a lot of, I was reminded, had a lot of important things that related to coaching clients and just kind of leaving religion and all of that. And so then I went to Claude, AI. We'll get on that whole track someday soon. But I went to Claude and I said, hey, how do I market this book? This book never got going like it should have. It should get going. And I said, why don't you go to Reddit and build up some karma? If you don't know Reddit, karma is just kind of cred. Build up some karma and go to like deconstruction, ex-evangelical, ex-Christian, whatever they're called, communities, and start posting there. So I went there. And wow, was I blown away by the anger, I think, and bitterness of so many ex-Christians. And then it got me talking to Heidi and saying, were we that angry and bitter and upset?
But I want to interject too that at first I was like, good grief. They need to settle down, these people. But then I'm like, it is the 4 stages of grief. I'll bet you. Anger
for
is
sure.
Fitting because you've been told something your whole life and it did take things away from you.
Yes.
So it makes sense, but it was like, was Lights Like Us bitter?
Yes. And were we?
That's what I mean. Did we have a foundation of bitterness as we talked about our exit from religion?
Yes. And no judgment, by the way. I'm not like judging these people. It was more of just, I kind of felt sad for them. Which actually was a new emotion for me. Okay, so let's summarize this. So another sneak peek. I've uploaded all of our podcasts, the transcriptions, all of my sermons I ever gave at Branches, transcriptions, every blog post I wrote, every book I've written into AI. And I can ask AI to go give me quotes on certain topics. 90% it doesn't. It just makes up a quote and then apologizes later when I call it out for it. That's another time. But when it does find stuff, it's really cool to get the summary. So I instantly was like, God, were we just bitter, angry ex-Christians and Lights Like Us? And I don't know, I went and listened to some podcasts. Long story short, doesn't really matter. I mean, we definitely were more bitter. But what was, I think, an eye-opening and good experience for us was I'm now the person going in these threads and saying, guys, like, whoa, settle down. I'm defending Christians. And it surprised me a little bit because the ex-Christians just come off like Christians. They're just different in their targeting. It's the same language. It's the same anger. It's the same judgment. They're just now judging Christians instead of ex-Christians or non-Christians.
Like self-righteous in another way.
Yeah, yeah. So that was really good. And it got us thinking like, man, are we, maybe we've finally Richard Rohr'd it, where Richard Rohr, you know, says once you transcend and include, when you move through the stages, I can't even think of what they're called now. The colors. Oh my gosh. Spiral dynamics. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Moving through the stages, you transcend and include, and you don't look back with disdain anymore. And I think I've realized like, wow, Heidi, I think we've finally transcended because I'm including and I'm not looking back with disdain. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Yeah.
And it was like, it's that Anthony Miller, like you can't make yourself wake up. No. You just do one day.
You do. Right. So then we were like, wow, we need to start recording a podcast again because I think we're in a better spot and maybe others could help. Well, they could because I'm coaching and clients are being helped and maybe we could do it on a broader scale. Then it kind of moved from that to like, okay, but what would we say? I mean, you know, like everything's been said. And then a really, again, with the help of AI and just summarizing, I mean, it's also really weird to just have 10 years worth of thoughts that I gave on a weekly basis. Also, if you hear sirens, sorry, we're in Seattle downtown and it's just, they come and go. It's really weird to just be able to summarize your life's thoughts and have some weird AI thing, whatever the hell that is, give you its thoughts on it. But it was really good to kind of summarize. And what I learned is that I haven't really changed that much. And I think we hinted at this in the podcast before, but man, I started being drawn to the mystics early on in branches, I would say, and I never let it go. And it was the thread throughout everything, and it still is. And I'm still, what I ended up going on Reddit threads and posting was about mystics. Like, guys, I mean, what, like, find the mystics, find the ideas they've been saying for thousands of years through every culture and every religion and every period of time and every language. I mean, this stuff has held firm and it still is beneficial and it still is as beautiful and inspiring and powerful as it was. And it doesn't let go. And it's in Shinto, it's in Islam, it's in Christian, it's in Jesuits, it's in atheists, it's all over the place. And it's the same threads. And it was the best part of Christianity. And I think when we're trying to find that, that's what we're trying to look for. And so then we were like, okay, well, let's just do a whole, we just need to do a podcast about mysticism. Like, let's just talk about the mystics all the time. And then I think maybe most recently, it's just, we have had so many conversations about where the world is, and it's really hard. Our daughter's a nurse at Seattle Children's in Peds Oncology. Our son is a teacher at Garfield High School, and both the education system are incredibly, and healthcare system are incredibly sad and frustrating and not a lot of optimism. And then you just add on everything happening in our country and the world in terms of justice systems and prison systems and litigation and economics and inequality and on it goes. And it's really easy to get really down. We were just hanging out with a friend talking about the amount of waste in America. Just it's like every topic that comes up, it's all depressing. 13% of online purchases are returned in America, which leads to over $1 trillion worth of returns every year. And there's entire companies that just buy Amazon returns and resell them. And there's truck loads. The numbers, we can't even comprehend the amount of trucks hauling stuff that has been returned every day all over the country. It's a whole economy in itself. And it's just, you just talk to anyone for any length of time and it's really depressing really quick. And if there isn't some kind of response that helps us in that to find inspiration and optimism and beauty and all the things.
Joy.
Yeah. And just being present and appreciating what we can of life and still being inspired to do things for those who need it. Then it's kind of just all, I just give up. I mean, I really do. Like if there's nothing to help, then I give up. And so I think we're at the point of you merge all of it together, we're kind of like, I mean, you throw on the crisis with men and the sexual crisis. I mean, it's everything's a crisis right now. Everything. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like, from my perspective and our perspective, that there's, I don't know, it's like the best parts of church in a non-church way. Like, where are the podcasts? Where's the, like, Christian podcast that's not Christian? Where, I mean, I loved a good sermon. I'd love a good podcast where some preacher comes on and gives me a message that I feel good about. But I don't want any of that shit. And I don't buy it for a second. But I do want someone to come on and tell me something that I can feel good about and inspired. But just please leave out the religion. So that maybe is kind of the goal of this.
Please leave out the religion. I like that.
Yes. And so I think we're just... You merge it all together. I think we're in a really healthy place with leaving Christianity. I think we are in a place where we're really more convinced than ever in the mystics and the message of the mystics. I read Father G's book. I forgot. That was a huge part too. Father G, we talked about him. Greg Boyle, Homeboy Ministries, LA. If you've never read any of his books, you got to just put this podcast down and go read one of them. Audiobooks are even better. He records them all. But this guy is, I mean, he is as enlightened as they get. And his book was such a...
breath of fresh air. It's like a cup of cool water.
It truly was. Speaking of everything we just said, his book was the antidote to it. I was happy. I had joy. I had inspiration. I had...
A shift of where to gaze.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to say it. And it wasn't... I can't give you like the quote. Mm-mm. Oh, here's the quote he said. It was... Reading a book of someone who's living an enlightened life was inspiring because it just rubs off on you more and more each time you read it. And there's no quip about it. It's just, it rubs off. And so, and he's a mystic. This guy's as mystic as they get, and he says he is, and he quotes mystics. That's all he quotes. So anyway, where was I going with that? But Father G, mysticism, this life and world we're living in, there are these lights like us, that's the name of the podcast. And maybe it feels like we're in a place where lights like us can actually be what we wanted it to be in the beginning. Mm. And I think we probably struggled with it in the beginning because
we're working through our stuff
big time. Yeah.
And it was very therapeutic, and people who were on the exact same spot in time connected, and that was really special.
It was, and I would never say we shouldn't have or
no.
It
in was fact, bad. Everything we said was so real.
It was so real, and that's the whole point. Yeah. We want to.
So those are still here. We did not delete them.
No,
they're
no
all
way.
Out there.
Oh, no way. No,
they're part of this journey and story. But I feel like you. I don't know if you forgot or you're getting to it. But another catalyst that was not as joyful.
Yes, you're right.
And it is kind of. It's a lot concerning. And so I said to Ryan, this really started with this other Ryan Miller out here on TikTok.
Yep.
We didn't know he existed,
no.
Except for coaching clients are coming to our Ryan Miller.
Yes.
Wanting to book.
So many,
and,
you guys.
And
so, many.
So many that Ryan has to say, are you looking for the other Ryan Miller? Because you're wasting all my time. If you don't want this message, if you want that message. But, I said, so it started with like, Ryan, you've got to record podcasts that count, and Ryan will tell you more about it, but that will counter what he is saying out there to these very impressionable men. And you've been there, you know the scriptures, to quote the scripture, you're an ex-pastor, you can talk this talk, but we've got to save these people because this is a lie. So you can, yeah, say some of the things you've gotten from this.
I think we can
platform.
Do a whole podcast on the things I've gotten. But I have a little.
We'll make this part quick.
Yeah, we'll make it quick. But you can go to my website and you can book a little call that's just kind of like a free, you know, let's figure out if we're a good match type thing. And then you have to write in there just some things about what you're struggling with, what you want to work on, blah, blah, blah. And now I can just tell when people are coming to me, it's not for me, it's for the other Ryan Miller, and I instantly write them, like Heidi said. But the stuff, well, and I've had a lot of calls with these people, and they are heartbreaking. Again, I think we're at this place where I don't get angry. And I think I was always there a little. I got angry at the system that's manipulating these people. I still think
there's a place for that.
I agree. But I don't get angry at them. I just am so sad for them. I'm heartbroken. I talked to this one kid that was a freshman in college, and the questions he was asking me were, I was dying inside. It's just like, I'm just so worried I'm going to hell. I'm so worried my girlfriend's here. It's just the stuff I struggled with, like at 16 in high school, and I fucking hate it. And this Ryan Miller, not to throw him under the bus, I'm sure he's trying his best and he's part of a screwed up system too, but his TikToks are I can't even watch them. I guess
the
so
irony
mad.
That there's another Ryan know, Miller it's that's insane. Like the opposite of
it's
you.
Like it's the exact way it should be. The universe is like, there are all these people coming to me thinking, you know who I could have been? You've always said that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I'd become a pastor at a young age and gotten a big church and gotten a big head, oh my God, I would have been this guy 100%.
But he's saying, you gotta learn from me. I'm gonna save you. Like,
he's not honestly that bad. He's just standard evangelical shit. Okay. It's just, you know.
Some of his TikToks were alarming.
I think, you know, again, I'm trying to be nice here, but yeah, I mean, I don't want to judge him. I don't know him. I think the stuff he's saying is boilerplate evangelical. The end of the world's coming and you just got to love people and all the Charlie Kirk stuff. And it's just like, ugh, stop. I think all of it to summarize is like, where are the voices of non-religious mystics,
mm-hmm.
like agnostic mystics, which kind of every mystic's agnostic, mm-hmm. but where are the voices of just a modern mystic?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Is a good way to mm-hmm. say it. And I know they're out there. No doubt. That's where we're finding them all. But where's just a podcast for modern mystics or people who are pursuing modern mysticism? And again, if mystics throws you, if spiritual throws you, if enlightened throws you, if waking up Anthony DeMello throws you,
if woo-woo
if it's all sounds woo-woo, or I mean, I don't know the right word, there just really isn't one. They've all been tainted a little. But people who are living life, people who are alive, not living but alive, that's the mystics. And they have a thread that runs through all of their stuff, and it's the same stuff, and we know it. I was just having a conversation with somebody and we were talking about health issues, and somebody, you know, I have stuff here and there. I go on vacation, it's all gone. Another friend was talking about, he has stuff here and there. It goes on vacation, it's gone. Another person, oh yeah, here. And it's like, we know how many times we were in conversation, like, well, I know I need to meditate more. I need to do this. And we just don't do it. And it's like, these are these threads that we all know. And the mystics have always said, and it's just like, where's the encouragement to do them?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think why we said, let's pick up a microphone again.
Yeah. And I feel like our format obviously can evolve and will evolve. But I really love the idea of I just listened to Ina Garten brag about her husband, Jeffrey. And she's so proud of him. She says, no one has a Jeffrey. And I feel like part of my upbringing, or even just being a Christian girl, is, or being in circles where someone I'm with is not proud of their partner. And so we dim our lights a lot. And I've dimmed my light a lot about how amazing I think you are, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like my highlight of my life, even though we still are so poor left over from you being a pastor. I feel like there was no monetary value in it, but it was the richest time for us because the way you took being a pastor so serious, the way you would study and read for all of us who don't have time to study and read, and you'd put together a presentation for us every Sunday. And the presentation was so deeply heartfelt and so much work. Like, you were never just like throwing together something just to get through the Sunday. We know those people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. And I feel like the biggest loss that we've all had, and you know it too because you loved it, is leaving religion means leaving a presentation that you loved giving.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if this podcast format in short form,
mm-hmm.
not long form,
mm-hmm.
short form, you're going to do a lot of research for us. You're going to find nuggets and you're going to present them. And they are going to be all religions across the board nuggets. There's not one religion represented. They're not even religions. They're mystics. No, yeah. They're mystics. Yeah, there's no religion here at all.
No.
There's no follower. There's no leader. But there's good news and there's a cup of cool water. And reading Rob Bell's book, and not Rob Bell, whoa, that was a Freudian slip.
I mean, you know, Rob
Bell. I also think he's on his own journey and I'm proud of him too.
And Rob Bell back in the day was that yeah. mystic voice.
Yeah. And I feel like he also got beaten down.
And still
down,
is probably.
But he exited. But reading Richard Rohr, nope, not even him. He's amazing too.
Greg Boyle.
Father Greg Boyle touches on the heart, all of his books. But that book we just read was A Cup of Cool Water. And I just feel like is there a world that we show up here and have a presentation? I call it a presentation because it is some thought behind it. So I think our past formats were Ryan and I sitting here chatting, talking about what happened today, bringing up topics that were real. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we're not going to do that format. You're going to get a lot of stuff from us because obviously we're having a conversation still. But there's going to be something every week that I feel like is going to be valuable and really cool. And the thing is, he has, do you have 10 years of sermons? Mm-hmm. And 10 years of killer thoughts, like things that stand out in my mind to this day, and they aren't tied to, you know, John 5,
right.
10.
Right.
They're just like, wow, what a breath of fresh air and what a way to walk through the world today.
Yeah.
So that's what I said, you know what? We really waited to do this because we said, what is this? What are we doing?
Yes.
And if it's not going to be something like that, then I think we're just two people talking and
boring
and nobody has time for this. There's so many voices.
Yeah.
So how can it be different? So we'll see. I hope it works. I hope it stays that way, but that's our plan.
That's the effort. And we're going to give it an effort and give it a heave ho. And we've said that before. So, hopefully this time it sticks where we're actually going to commit to it for a length of time and give it time to get momentum.
No, you just gave an out. You said, we hope we will.
We are. Well, I'm just so, like we've said it before, so I know I'm all hesitant. But the goal is to give this some good effort. And to see if we can't become just a source of a secular ritual.
Yeah. And we were, to quote Taylor Swift, in her documentary, she mentioned the Eras Tour. And when she decided to do it, there was no turning back. And we both looked at each other and said, I feel like that's what we're going to do with this. And more than just talking and you listening, we're planning cohorts of groups of people to get to know each other. I've been in stationary groups that have changed my life. Mm-hmm. And it has been through Zoom. It's been through a community of some sort of format. And then we break off into rooms. We talk. Don't get scared. None of this is crazy. But like, we want to do something intentional and connect with everyone. And then even a real in-person gathering of like a cool retreat vibes. And retreat's the wrong word, but a mastermind.
I don't know.
The new word is mastermind.
House in Palm Springs, chilling, talking about the water, not the well.
Getting refreshed. I don't
know. Sounds pretty awesome to me.
So we really, truly want to do all that. But first, this is the format. Welcome to Lights Like Us. And we're excited you're here and we're excited to be back.
Yep. And I would say a couple of things. There's probably two types of people. One is, oh my God, Ryan and Heidi are back to like being Christians. No, not at all. Not even close. And this has been one of the things that I'm finding, and it's frustrating, I think, a little bit on these Reddit threads, which again, Reddit threads are not the epitome of life or the end all be all of American culture, but it's also obviously in conversations and stuff. It feels like everything in our culture is so polarized. You're either this or that. And Christianity seems to be the same now. You're either a Christian or you're a atheist or you're someone who hates Christians. And we're losing the plot. And the plot is Christianity tried, like every religion, to monetize and systemize and
powerize
and structurize spirituality, and it can't be done. It doesn't work. As soon as you do any of those eyes to it, it's gone. And so it feels like people left all the spirituality, though, with the religion. Or they're even scared of the word, which I am even, because it has so much baggage of like, oh, God, people are going to think I'm a pastor again. I'm more anti-Christian than I've ever been, but I'm more spiritually seeking than I've ever been. And Christianity sometimes found it. And so this is not me going back to being a pastor or us being Christian again, please. And then on the flip side, this is not us hating Christianity and just bitching about the way we grew up and how messed up it was and how mad we are and how much regret we have or whatever. This is about living life and finding the nuggets that are everywhere and encouraging each other and inspiring each other to live them. And that's it. And if that's triggering to you, you got to figure out a way for it not to be, because it's not triggering. It's life. It's the best of life. And it shouldn't be triggering. It's only triggering because something fucked it up. And you gotta find a way and work on a way to let that stuff seep in, because it's beautiful. So that's the goal here. And that's what we're going to shoot for. And we're really excited, I think, about just continuing to kind of like be a little light. And that's Lights Like Us. I mean, that was always the goal, Lights Like Us. We want to be a light. We want to be inspired by other lights. And together, you turn on a bunch of lights and it gets pretty bright. And that's pretty cool.
And it's a straight up antidote to this world. And it's heavy. And the news, we're purposely not watching the news. You can't escape it.
No.
It's scary out there. And I feel like it can, like you said already, we need this almost. We're going to do this because we need it. Yeah. So if no one's listening, that's okay. Because if we can totally turn our gaze a little bit up, our chin up, and we can smile at people and look at them and figure out a way to show up for people, then what a gift.
Yeah, I mean, that was my favorite part of Branches, was I had to spend a week, I had to spend time during the week coming up with something optimistic. And that was so good for me. I mean, it was as good for me as anyone. And also, if you just try every week to come up with something optimistic that you can share with others, you're going to be a pretty more optimistic person, and you're going to spread optimism. And again, this is not toxic optimism or toxic positivity. I mean, this world is fucking insane right now, and it's sad, and it's heartbreaking, and it's scary, and it's full of anxiety and worry and fear and darkness. But I just can't handle believing that's the end of the story. So that's what we're going to shoot for here, and we're excited, and thanks for listening and being a part of this whole journey again. And here's to some fun times, some bright times ahead.
Cheers.
Cheers. Have a good one. Lights Like Us together. If you do sometimes feel a little lonely, or maybe a little crazy, or just that you're not getting the most out of life, I am a certified coach, and I love helping people find their way to better. If you'd like to know more or book a discovery call, check out rsjmiller.com. And if you'd like to know more about the podcast, lightslikeus.com. Until next time, keep shining.